Right now, it is time to bring in none other than the man with a plan. His name is Jim Lynch. It's time for Cover Your Assets. Jim is an independent voice on Wall Street, the economy, sports, football, baseball. Why, he's even an expert on dogs, ladies and gentlemen. Let's bring him in, Jim Lynch. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning. Good morning, everybody. We're at a remote in the Sahara Desert broadcasting today. Certainly feels that way. Anyhow, Red Tails. I had the honor, well, I guess 30-some-odd years ago, maybe more, to meet several people who were Red Tails. They've since passed. And they really didn't talk much about their work. They seemed very happy and joyful that they were where they were. I never cared for the Skins one way or another, other than for John Riggins. Yeah. I remember that season he had. God, I can remember him right now on the goal line. He was like a tank. He just, bing, he'd run over it. Anyhow, I hope everybody's fine. The heat's not too much. Better the heat than some of this news we have. But that said, let's honor for a second, if we may, a great American hero, John Robert Lewis, congressman from Georgia, who passed a couple of days ago at 80. He was one of the freedom riders in the civil rights situation. He worked closely with Martin Luther King and all of those folks. And you may or may not remember him, but you certainly remember him now. It's been commemorated on television many, many times the last 4 days, how severely beaten he was with a club by a policeman in Selma, Alabama. He lived to survive and spent the next part of his life. He was 23, and he died at 80, devoted to democracy, devoted to the common man. He was very spiritual in nature, and he called upon his spirituality to strengthen him to do the work that he did, which was an incredible amount of work. You've seen countless things about him. You've seen people who've known him all his life. Certainly, I did not, who give you a better picture. But he certainly is a hero, and I think we should not just applaud him, but applaud the fact that we have these types of spirits that come and are in our society and make us better people as a result.
He was the great thing about John Lewis, first of all, was his lifetime dedication. He was a true public servant. He didn't get rich by being a public servant. He did spread the word about being a public servant. And I just can't imagine. When Barack Obama was elected president, I just can't imagine the feeling that someone like John Lewis or anybody else who was involved in the fight for civil rights, and I mean the fight where they were beaten mercilessly. I can't imagine the feeling that overcame them when Barack Obama was elected president of the United States. And I also now think that with all that's happened in the past 3 years with the German flag being waved about and with
the Nazi
flag, the swastika being displayed, and with all the uprisings of Let's Make America White Again through various groups, how disappointed he must have been about all of that as well. It's a tribute to a man though that was a giant, and the respect that's being shown to him by everybody but the upper levels of the administration truly shows you what a difference he made in his world, the world of Black Americans, and our world in general.
You know, I agree. He probably was a bit disappointed with some of the stuff that's transpired. But I think as he did from the very beginning of his young life, he went back to the positive. And I think his dream coming through of a Barack Obama becoming a president I think, held him in good stead the last 10 years of his life. The man worked the day he died. He sent a letter to, I think, Mark Meadows or someone in the administration. So he never gave up. And I think for all of us right now going through what we're going through, the pandemic, the fear, the insecurity, the worries, and so forth, never give up, because he is a man that never gave up, and he truly achieved many of his life's dreams, and he helped achieve the dreams of many people in this country who he helped get to vote and get education and get inspired. He certainly was a man of the people, and it took someone like him, I think, to get to the common man in our country, both white and black, because if you had any inkling of who this guy was, you were very much inspired with him. So inspired by him, I'm sorry. God bless you, John Robert Lewis, and your spirit is with us, and hopefully it will take us to greater heights as we move through the situations we're dealing with currently. Now, on another note, and this you've seen on your television, I'm certain, many times. Donald Trump, the current president, did an interview with Chris Wallace of Fox News. And if you would, Chris Wallace took him to the woodshed, in that Chris Wallace, if you've ever seen him, this is one of the great pros in this business, basically would not let him get away with any of his misstatements or lies or whatever. It was a wonderful act of professionalism by Chris Wallace, who does work for a network that is very pro-Trump. He has maintained, I think, a great sense of balance in terms of dealing with the situation. And you have to take a look at it. If you haven't seen it, it is a must. Absolute must in this political landscape.
Or just take a look at his heritage, though, from his dad, Mike Wallace. I mean, they're both very similar in ways, but also different. Chris Wallace is different than his dad because it's a different time.
Well, he's also what I thought the funniest was that Chris Wallace's son, because obviously he and the president have gotten into it prior to this before, and the president said cruddy things about him, and once apparently tweeted that he was that he was nasty and obnoxious, and his son, Chris Wallace's son, responded to Chris Wallace, and this did come out in the interview. Well, he's wrong about nasty, but you can be obnoxious.
Well, so could
anybody.
So could Mike Wallace. I be obnoxious, but
no. I mean, I just like son's view of the father. It's like everybody's who they are.
Who was the guy from ABC who I also put up there that always yelled at the president?
Sam Donaldson.
Sam Donaldson,
who has the same birthday as Rupert Murdoch.
I just wish people would go back, Google Sam Donaldson, Google Mike Wallace, Google Eric Severide. There's so many different people that you could Google
and learn from.
And see the way they used to follow news and the presidency. It's most people who don't like the press nowadays, if they were to Google
most people who don't like the press
and see some of the way these true reporters hounded presidents. There's just no comparison.
Right, but this is where we are now is just sort of lame, pathetic, and knee-jerk in my view. I apologize, but it's just everything.
Well, that's because their companies have made them that way.
I'm not blaming it. You have to do you. It's an old saying, he who pays the piper calls the tune. It's what they're being asked to do. It's just there's an erroneous assumption that it's actually informing. It would be just amazing if, people went back, looked at these giants and learned a little bit about actually eliciting information. But, Jim,
You know, it's interesting you say that. We're talking about these three men who were giants in their field. It should give us, again,
we left as Cronkite out.
John Lewis, you know, greater hope in terms of our human spirit and what we can do. Yes, as you say, Joe, these folks are really great examples of what individuals could do, basically not hampered as much as journalists are today by networks and by advertisers. It's there. We've got it. We've got it here in America. We still have it. We just have to remember it.
And to that, what I am staggered by is every time I look at the Axios newsletter or the because everything is pretty much center or left of center. But everything that I see in that realm, instead of, hey, we can do this, is we're doomed, but we have to try. And it starts, it's just like the whole attitude is so, I would just say embarrassing. If it were me, but again, I'm old. I cannot see saying to Walter Cronkite or Sam Donaldson or any of the people that was just mentioned, or how about John Lewis? Oh, no, I can't. We're doomed. It's not worth it. We're going to die. Yeah, sorry, personal digression, but I just don't see how that is beneficial, and I don't see how it is connecting people with their ability to solve problems, function, be productive, etc.
You're absolutely correct. However, as we all know, we've continually been challenged by things that sometimes feel insurmountable. What we're talking about here, though, is people who've climbed the mountain and have been very successful, and there are more of them coming up in politics, in business, and we've had great examples of tremendous leadership in McCain and in Obama and countless other people. Live in hope, die in despair. I think we want to just live in hope, and that's key to our survival.
No, I think you're right. The other, again, complication, and sorry to rag on, but you know, the people who are out there on a regular basis chopping wood and carrying water don't exactly get as much press as those who aren't. Mm-hmm. So it's the old. But I wanted to move on to something else because you were speaking about advertisers, and I just wondered if you had noticed how few, in fact, that most of the adverts that I am seeing are either for various medications or Amazon and the odd car.
Oh, I've noticed.
And it's just, I'm not just talking about, I mean, when I say medication, you know, this or that, or ask your doctor about this. I mean, these apparently are the only people who have money. I just find it really telling because it's a different, it's a different condition or disease or something. And these are all big deal. None of these medications are for, anything minor. So, and it's just, I'm just staggered. It goes from one to the other, to the other, to the other.
I finally saw a dog commercial for a dog medicine that did the same thing that the human medicines do. They said this medicine was for dogs, then blah, 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 and they had beautiful dog that was playing and having fun and had music.
Side effects.
And then they, underneath all that, of course, they talked about all the side effects that could happen to the dog. I stopped and I said to myself, my God, it's now expanded out to animals. Oh, They're doing the same thing.
It has that. And, you know, the whole idea, and this is what's mildly diabolical, but I guess all's fair and all's fair, is that as with humans, the whole point is to get you to go to your doctor and ask your doctor, I would say menace your doctor, to give you one of these things.
You know, my brother was in medicine for a long time selling, and it's replaced. These ads, Jim, have replaced. It used to be pharmaceutical salespeople, how to make friends with the nurse head at the doctor's office. Then they got in contact with the office, and that's the way medicine was prescribed. Nowadays, major pharma has completely gone around that and just goes directly to people to harass their doctors for the medicine.
Whether or not it's good for, but you know, it looks good, it sounds good. It's like, hey, haven't you tried? And you know, most physicians are healers, and they don't really want to spend their day arguing with patients who think that, you know, irrespective of the side effects of that, oh, that'll work.
Now, before we go any further, Jim, in your list of one I talked about, you've got Jamie Dimon here, who's not one of my favorite people, never has been one of my favorite people, but in this administration of scoundrels, all of a sudden he seems to be okay.
Well, I point out Jamie Dimon, who is very successful, leading Morgan Bank, very successful in his career. Because he made a comment which really struck me. It wasn't a comment. He did an interview, and he talked about what he was doing with the bank, which was reserving a lot of money for what he foresees might happen as the pandemic gets worse or winds down or whatever, and what might or might not happen to the economy. And my key takeaway from this, and you can get it up on the internet, of course, is the fact that the man very basically acknowledges very clearly that though he's an expert banker and he's sitting on top of a lot of transactions in the business world and in the stock market and so forth, he himself is bedeviled by what's going on and doesn't have a clear understanding of how we're going to get out of this. Now, I point that out because the guy is smart, he is an expert, and it's just something to put in your playbook that this idea of the pandemic will all go away and all the economy will snap back is very unrealistic in terms of what we're going through now and or what we went through in the 30s in the Depression. And going back a short time ago to 2008, when we had an incredible hit of the common man in terms of housing and health care and everything else. I mean, it took 10 years for the most people to come back. Not everybody has come back from 08. So please, I would humbly ask you to read this. It's a very solid piece. And be guided by people who are very smart, who stand up and say, hey, if I'm going to help you at all, I'm going to help you by telling you I don't know. Probably one of the signs of great intelligence is when people say, I really don't know, and I'll research it or whatever. Anyhow, and along those lines, we get to the stock market, which is basically the stock market is being ruled by cheap money, which was created correctly by the Federal Reserve to try and get us over this pandemic and possibly back to economic security. However, what the Federal Reserve has done is they've been buying, or rather Treasury, they've been buying both, actually. They've been buying these ETFs, stock and bonds. They've been buying corporate bonds. They've been buying everything but the kitchen sink, providing money to investors to give them a sense of security and also a liquidity to get out of certain things, certain investments, so that they'll have money for various other things. Now, this is great, and it's good, and we have to monitor it. But there's something that you must understand. What's going on now in the stock market, you have what I call the big money crowd, which is basically buying a lot of stocks, many of which are overvalued. Why? Because their earnings are very, very uncertain 6 months from now. And they're not discounting that. The prices don't reflect that. so therefore they're overvalued. Now, the point is this. When Betsy DeVos, DeVos,
we only have about 2 minutes left.
$6 million for a company from the government largesse. This woman is a billionaire times over. What does she do with her $6 million? Throws it in the stock market. It's free money. It's free money. And there are lots and lots of people in the big money crowd that have this advantage, and they're playing the market. They're playing the psychology. They're playing, well, there'll be a vaccine someday. I just caution folks, the average person, don't get bedazzled by the market holding in here. It's really overvalued. Frankly, if you're a person of modest means, you probably should not be in the stock market. You should be in cash. And if you are a person who looks to insurance, you might now want to buy a little gold. Now, gold we recommended, I think, in January 11th at 1537. I think it hit 18. I'm talking 1,000, whatever, $537. It's now 1,800 and about $40. Now, why is it gold done so well? It's done so well because people love the gold medal in times of uncertainty, upsetment, war, pandemic. And probably the real reason behind everybody's understands things, reason for owning gold, is that the U.S. dollar, which has been the premier currency for countless years, it's about to take a fall. It's going to take a fall because there's so much money out there. Things are going to get inflated sooner or later. So gold has proven to be a good investment. I'd stick with it.
All right, Jim. We're out of time.
Going forward.
Jim, we're out of time. We're out of time.
The main things that we have to do is take care of ourselves mentally, figure out ways to keep yourself up physically, do exercises at home. You can get on the TV, and a lot of people who are doing these little workouts and trainings. Some of them I've done myself in the gym over the years. Huh. Get out with your mask. Get out and take your walks now.
All right.
Make sure you're in touch with your kids.
Okay.
And truly value what you have, which is your life.
All right.
Most important of anything, of course, is your being. And your kids, you'll work with your kids. You'll work with your brothers and sisters. And we'll get through this, but we need to do this collectively.
All right,
and hopefully more and more, if we use this spirit to get going, we'll get further together as a country. And I'm not looking for the divisiveness to be, you know, solved overnight.
All right.
But I am looking for it to be solved.
All right.
Because there's some reason behind why we're being tested this way.
All right.
And we have to stand up to it. We have to get beyond it. And we have to come back to our better angels, which are those who have helped create this great country of ours.
All right, Jim, we are
that
out.
That said, I wish you a very good week, lots of health, joy, and happiness.
All right, Jim, take care. Jim Lynch, and Cover Your Assets this morning here on Robin Hood Radio.